It's 4 months late, but Connecticut finally has a budget. On Tuesday, Governor Dana Malloy signed the bipartisan agreement passed by the state legislature last week. WSHU's Evan Udama reports.
Malloy says after 120 days without a budget, it was time to sign the 900-page, $41 billion two-year compromise package.
Connecticut families and businesses want to have a budget in place. They deserve to have a budget in place, and now they do. While there are certainly many provisions in this budget I find problematic, there is also a clear recognition of the fiscal priorities and concerns I have consistently articulated since January.
Malloy did use his line item veto to temporarily stop a Connecticut hospital tax that he says is problematic. The Democratic governor says he believes the way the tax is written would cost the state about $1 billion in federal reimbursement money. He says he has other problems with the bill that could also be fixed. But the state needs a budget now so that spending cuts he made under his limited executive authority will no longer be in effect. Republican Senate President Len Fasano is pleased Malloy has signed the budget, considering the Democratic governor had vetoed a Republican-backed budget that passed last month.
You know, I'm very happy that he did sign the budget. I think it has the structural changes that we need in this building. I think it gets everybody going in the right direction for the first time in a long time.
Fasano says he expects lawmakers will be back at the state capitol soon to fix the hospital tax problem that was pointed out by Malloy. Ebong Udama, WSH News.